Walkham Shoes was established in 2012. It was established when a young man in St. Patrick's Mental Health Services or Willow Grove in our adolescent unit said that he just very simply said he wished his friends could walk in his shoes to understand how he felt. And it was such a powerful statement from a 16-year-old. And that was how Walkham Shoes was born.
Brilliant. And it's something that obviously predates the pandemic, and you were running it before we ever even heard of COVID. But has it had even more relevance over the past 2 years?
Absolutely. I would deal with teachers, parents and young people on a daily basis. And the amount of requests that we're getting in for resources, the amount of schools getting involved in our campaigns, it's just increasing every year. So pre-COVID, it was increasing anyway. But because of COVID and having to move things online, the participation has increased again.
Megan, we were just chatting about how the actual event came about, but how did you hear about the Walk in My Shoes campaign and why did you decide to get involved?
Personally, I love the idea of being able to help people with mental health, and I was brought to the attention by a teacher in my school who noticed I was very involved with helping other people and thought it would be a perfect fit for me to learn more about the opportunities and careers that I could take in helping others.
So it was something that you already had an interest in. There was plenty of people got involved there, a couple of other Wexford people. So, you know, you managed to actually get out and meet other people from different schools, which I'd say you probably haven't been able to do a whole lot this year.
No, unfortunately, we haven't with COVID. Usually it would be a huge part of TY, but unfortunately with COVID, it restricted us to staying in school more and do less activities to help. And then we were off from Christmas until April. So it was very difficult for us to get out and experience more opportunities.
Perfect. So the other Wexford people involved there are Ryan Class of Gorey, Kira Murphy of the FCJ in Buncloddy, Sean Power of Ramsgrange, and Dara Furlong of Good Counsel. So Amanda, as somebody who works in the mental health sector with young people, there has been more of a focus, particularly in the media, in shows like this, where we get young people to talk about their feelings and to reach out to services like St. Pat's and others. Are we seeing that having an impact now? Do you think that more teenagers are seeking and really accepting help from the likes of St. Pat's?
I mean, I don't work on the clinical side of things, but broadly speaking, yeah, we would see a difference. And even the whole point of the TY programme in Walkham Shoes is that we're normalising the conversation about mental health. So when the young people join on the Monday, they might not necessarily be so keen to speak about it, but by the time they're leaving on Friday, it's a very normal conversation, and that's the whole point.
And what kind of activities have you been able to do this year? Because obviously there's an online element to it for the last couple of years now, and has that impact on how you can get the students to engage?
Yeah, so pre-COVID, the students would have been coming into the hospital for the full programme. So if you were coming on the programme last academic year, you were coming in from Monday to Friday into the hospital. And a huge part of the programme was that you get to see the hospital and get to see a mental health facility and see if there's, you know, it's just like a normal hospital. It's absolutely fine. And like I said, that was a huge part of it. But because when we had to move online, some of the sessions had to be redesigned, I suppose, and to make it online friendly, just to make it really engaging for the students. It's very easy to set up an online event, but to make it engaging is a different thing. So I believe all of our sessions were very well prepared, very well designed. And, you know, Megan will have an opinion on it too. They were just all engaging. So the students weren't sitting there listening. It was, you had to engage with your facilitator.
And Megan, was that difficult? Because it is a heavy topic, really. And, you know, you've been doing all your schoolwork over Zoom. How sick are you of Zoom so far?
Very sick, personally. I think it could have been brought to a bigger, it would have been a lot better if we were all in person. But considering the circumstances, I thought it was excellent with the way they were put together and then being put into project work. I thought that broke the ice very well and it made it less awkward and brought the topic to a lighter, letting us understand it more and then bringing us on to having to look it up and search and do a whole project on it made us very understand how we could help with it. And it really helped us talk more rather than awkwardly talking about it and bringing the topic really quietly. We spoke about it very openly more, I think.
And was it a help to actually meet some of the mental health professionals that you would sort of engage with if you were taking part in the sector, you know, actually meeting psychiatrists and therapists and these kind of things and, you know, finding out that they're actually human beings, that you don't have to be afraid of them if you do need to engage with the sector?
Yeah, I think it was very, very good that we could speak to them and they could speak to us. And it was very easy to just, rather than just seeing a picture, we got to speak more open and getting to talk more and understanding how they work and how they would speak and how they would help others really helped with how we would speak to them and understand what they do and how they help us.
And Amanda, we're talking about the transition program at the minute, but it's fair to point out that it's not all theory and you have stuff like the hashtag Mind Your Selfie Twitter action there. You can get free ebooks for more information. And there's also the WIMS radio station as well, WIMS FM. I'm pretty interested in that, obviously. Somebody there might be coming up to take my job. But I guess the sheer variety of what you guys offer is one of the reasons that young people keep coming back and engaging with this campaign.
Definitely, yeah. And just when you mentioned Mind Your Selfie or hashtag Mind Your Selfie, that has been so popular with young people in particular. And it's a social media campaign that every year we ask young people to share their selfies online, and there's always a different ask. So this year, on Mind Your Selfie Day, the 27th of May, we're asking not just young people, but everybody to share their selfies and tell us what you've learned over lockdown. How have you taken care of yourself? What are the little tricks that you have for yourself? But in addition to that, we're also going to run a webinar focused on youth mental health, and the theme is staying resilient. So the country's opening back up. We're asking young people, what did you learn during lockdown? And going forward, how are you going to use those things and stay resilient? Because their young people are fantastic what they've been through. It hasn't been easy. You haven't been able to socialise with your peers. That can't be easy. So we'd love to know what they learned.
And Amanda, do you find that young people, I suppose this is our third or fourth lockdown, I can't even remember now at this stage, but we have kind of got used to going into lockdown and coming out of lockdown, but a lot of people might see that, you know, crowds are starting to gather again. I'm just looking out here on the quay in Wexford Town, there's plenty of people hanging around. Do you find that young people are a bit cautious about going out and meeting their friends once again, or are they just kind of sick of it at this stage?
I don't know. In my opinion, from dealing with the TY programme and about 125 students over the different various lockdowns, I think they're just sick of talking about it and they're just looking forward. Megan will obviously be able to better answer this question. But just, you know, looking forward, how can we safely meet our friends and just put all the lockdowns behind us and just move on?
What do you think, Megan? Do you think that you are kind of sick of talking about COVID and all that kind of stuff? Or do you think that there are teenagers who are still a bit afraid to actually go out and because there is still a virus hanging around in our communities?
I think it's a bit of both, personally. I think a lot of people have the fear of bringing it home and then having the guilt if some other person wants to get it in their family or even spreading it on towards that. But majority of us, I would assume, are very sick of it and missing out on socialising with their friends as they usually would and getting that break from everything, from school and then going out with your friends after school and doing activities would be gone now. So it's very, coming up with the vaccines coming in very rapidly, it would be very good to get out now for the summer and have that huge break now from school and the pressure of bringing it home to anybody that could possibly be in danger with it. I think it would really help get out, and we are very sick of it personally anyway. I am, but yeah.
No, I can understand that, all right. Yeah, we're sick of talking about it here in the station too. But listen, you're coming to the end of transition year, and we all know the reputation that transition year has of being a bit of a dossier, which clearly isn't true. I mean, it is a chance for you as a student to take a breather between the junior cycle and senior cycle in school. So what other kind of activities have you been able to do in Colossian Ota, given that the pandemic is still here?
Usually we would have a huge variety of things we could do, but now we've been very restricted. It's usually been brought onto online activities now that we've been doing more online courses. We signed up to do Julan courses where we did up to 10 different types of courses and helped give more understanding of the life that we will have in the future, and then more opportunities such as Walk in My Shoes, and then Look into Law modules. We did a huge variety of look to the online part of it, and that would give us experience rather than usually work experience would be a huge part of TY, getting out and doing day-to-day work to your capability. But we were very restricted on that now, with a lot of places being very strict and not taking on a lot of young people due to COVID, and it would be a lot hard to train young people because you're basically training them due to COVID, not really how you would do a work day-to-day. So it was very difficult to actually do practical things. So it was more theory this year and online courses. But altogether, it was a very good experience to go through.
And Amanda, this is something, this is a campaign that's run, this transition year programme that's run a couple of times a year. Can you see yourselves actually getting back to allowing students letting back into St. Pat's by the end of the year?
I don't know. The way I look at it, I just focus on the next academic year and I won't look beyond it. So for the next academic year, certainly the first two programmes of the year will definitely be online. After that, who knows?
For you, Megan, for being involved in this campaign, do you think now that you have the strengths and some coping mechanisms really to deal with the challenges that sixth year and fifth year are going to bring?
Definitely. It really helped, especially with stress. Stress would be a huge part of going now into doing fifth and sixth year, which you've learned so many ways rather than just one, like sitting back and relaxing and meditating. We've learned into huge parts of other ways to come across with stress or anxiety or any part of procrastination or anything that would help to, it would be a part of helping express any mental health issues that come with the Leave Insert. It's really helped that we could express ourselves throughout many other ways without feeling the pressure that people would judge us. It would help many other people understand rather than the big wall with expressing ourselves.
So Amanda, I'd say you're glad to hear that from Megan, and that is, you know, job done as far as you're concerned.
Oh yeah, I mean, all the students this year have been absolutely fantastic, and we had a load of Megans on the programme this year, and it's just to hear them speak so positively about it when we put so much work into it and the clinicians take time out of their working day to take part in the programme. So it's really lovely to hear things like that from Megan, yeah.
And Megan, if you did take one sort of key lesson, I suppose, from the week-long programme, what would you say that is and what could you share with any young people who might be listening tonight?
To never be afraid to speak up about your problems, because there's a huge, huge variety of ways you could be helped. For example, your peers would be a huge help to you if you struggle to talk to someone, such as an adult around you. Such as me, like now doing with this, I've become a mental health ambassador in my local community. That is a huge achievement that I could proudly say I am to become, and that anybody could come to me and then I know myself where I could go with the information they've given me and how to advise them to get help without feeling pressure or judgment off of anybody. I think that's a huge, huge part of what I've learned.
It's brilliant to hear as well. And Amanda, if somebody is in maybe third year at the minute and they're heading into transition year this coming September, how can they get involved with you guys or where can they find more information?
So the application for this year, for the next academic year, is now open. So if people log on to walkinmyshoes.ie, go into the secondary school tab, and then in there you'll see the TY program page and all the details are in there. They essentially just have to email me their name, their school name, a few details like parents' email address and stuff like that. But all the entries we receive then go into a big pot, and it's a lottery basis to make it fair on everyone applying. So we pull out 125 names and then we'll contact those schools and they'll start then in the next academic year. So overall, it's 125 students. So we run 5 programmes of 25 students per programme. So that's how it works throughout the academic year.
And finally, Megan, you're somebody who had an interest in this before coming into the programme. You're now a mental health ambassador for your area there in Kilmuckridge. Would you advise people to take up this offer if they get the chance?
I would, absolutely. It'd be the first thing that I would recommend to anybody. With the variety of outcomes they could have with this and chances and opportunities with careers. Personally, I know you have so many opportunities and careers to go ahead with. Around basis of mental health, but now I've learned there's so many careers that I could choose from. That personally I thought it was just a therapist and someone like a doctor that would help, but now there's hundreds of opportunities I could have that would help. So I would completely recommend this to anybody that's actually questioning whether they would go into mental health or not. I think it would be great.
Well, listen, it's an absolutely fabulous campaign and I'm sure plenty of people listening tonight will be dying to get one of those applications as well. And best of luck with the lottery system going forward. Listen, Megan and Amanda, thanks very much for joining us on the show and stay safe, okay?
Thanks, Tom. a million.
Thank you.
Sorry, Aidan, can I just say one thing?
Yeah,
just
go for
if young people were unsure whether they'd want a career in the area of mental health, we did a webinar in January, in the lead up to the CEO deadline. And we got loads of clinicians together from different disciplines and we just asked them loads of questions. And it was actually a really helpful webinar for young people if they just weren't sure what they wanted to do. So if anyone wasn't sure whether they wanted to apply for the TY programme, have a look at the webinar on our YouTube channel and then they can decide if they want to apply.